And welcome back to Mining Stock Daily, produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Today is Wednesday, November 28th. I'm Trevor Hall. Here's what you need to know out of today's mining and mineral exploration sector. EMX Royalty shared a thorough update on their asset portfolio in a news release this morning. After the recent sale of Malmiche in Siberia, which provided EMX with an initial cash distribution of just over $65 million, the company says the royalty and mineral property portfolio totals over 90 projects on five continents. These assets provide revenue from royalty, pre-production, and other payments, as well as upside optionality from operator-funded projects. EMX's diversified business model of royalty generation, royalty acquisition, and strategic investment provides multiple avenues for growing the company's portfolio and building shareholder value. You can read the entire update of their portfolio on the website at www.emxroyalty.com for more information. The company trades on the TSX Venture and NYSE American under the symbol EMX. Endeavor Silver reported high-grade silver-gold intersections in multiple veins from drilling program at the Bolanitos mine in Mexico. 55 drill holes from surface were completed by the end of October on seven different vein targets. Highlights included 1,415 grams per ton silver and 2.25 grams per ton gold over 1.1 meter true width. The company says these drill results outlined several new mineralized areas and provided extensions to known areas with potential for new resources to extend the mine life of Bolanitos. A new resource estimate is expected in January. Endeavor Silver trades on the NYSE with EXK and on the TSX with EDR. Lumina Gold announced that it has completed its previously announced short-form prospectus offering and concurrent private placement consisting of a total of 35.72 million Lumina common shares at a price of 43 cents per share for gross proceeds of $15.5 million. The offering was made through a syndicate of agents led by Haywood Securities. The company plans to use the net proceeds from the offering and the private placement to fund infill, step-out, geotechnical, hydrology, and metallurgical drilling, environmental permitting and social programs, updating the resource estimate for the company's Cangrejos Gold Copper project, and for working capital and general and administrative expenses. Lumina trades under LMGDF in the U.S. and LUM on the TSX Venture Exchange. Aztec Minerals reported positive results from its Phase 1 exploration program of structural and geological mapping, rock chip and trench sampling, and airborne geophysical survey on the Tombstone Project in southern Arizona. The Tombstone Silver Mining District produced an estimated 32 million ounces of silver, 240,000 ounces of gold, 65 million pounds of lead, and 1.1 million pounds of zinc from a swarm of shallow high-grade carbonate replacement deposits and veins during the period from 1878 to 1939. Aztec has an option to acquire a 75% interest in most of the old patented claims constituting the district. The Tombstone District's silver, gold, lead CRDs occur within the Bisbee Group clastic sediments carbonate replacement deposits underlain by the same Paleozoic limestones that host the massive Taylor Zinc silver lead CRD deposit of Arizona Mining. Aztec trades under AZZTF in the U.S. and AZT on the TSX Venture. First Vanadium announced infill drill hole results yesterday from its Carlin Vanadium deposit. A highlight interval from the activity there included just over 1% V2O5 over 48.77 meters starting at surface. The company says this drilling continues to prove continuity of thick, shallow, near-horizontal bed of high-grade vanadium mineralization connecting to the nearest previous drill holes. First Vanadium trades on the TSX Venture with FVAN and on the US OTC markets with FVANF. And that's it for us today here on Mining Stock Daily. Thank you for tuning in. Please be sure to provide a review of the show on the device or service you do use to catch our daily rundown of mining news. We always greatly appreciate your feedback. And as always, Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics, Mining Stock Journal. Have a wonderful day. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.